You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I'm chatting with Ian Ryan. Ian will be known to long-term Anfield Wrap listeners as the host of his own shows, including the likes of Big Hitters and the pre-match warm-up. For Ian, there was never any doubt that he was going to be a Liverpool supporter, having begun going to the matches at a very young age.
I was going the game very, very early. So my dad had me involved from practically when I could kind of walk and talk, I suppose. And I don't necessarily remember this memory too vividly, but there's a couple that spring to mind. And the one I'm going to mention is something he always kind of talks about and stuff, because it was to do with his favourite player, which was Kenny Dalglish. And he does a show in about 1983 called This Is Your Life, which people will remember. If you're of a certain age, you'll remember it. I think it was Eamon Andrews presented it at the time. And Kenny's in the studio with a load of the players. And then there's some people back at Anfield, Bob Paisley, Ian Rush, and there's a crowd on the Kop as well. And we're there that day just for that, like, kind of. And he must have got everyone there under false pretenses. There's about 3,000 people on the Kop, and you can still find it on YouTube. And you can see my dad on the Kop and stuff. And that was probably the first thing that I don't quite remember, because I've seen it back. It kind of
blares.
It blares a little bit. And then I suppose going to the game became something that I got used to from a very early age. So from 85, 86, I was going as a young boy, as a kind of 5-6 year old. I had a season ticket from 86, 87. So I think the first match I really remember was probably a game against Manchester City, and McMahon scores 2, if I remember rightly. And that's quite a vivid-ish memory, I would say. But that would probably be the first kind of 2 real memories that come into my mind. But if I look back at kind of old pictures and stuff, you know, I'm with the European Cup in about 81. So my dad had this thing where he was immersed in it, and he wanted me to be immersed in it. And I just grew up loving it.